USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Syrian refugee is under arrest for allegedly planning to attack a church in Pittsburgh on behalf of ISIS. Federal prosecutors say the 21-year-old plotted to put a bomb in a church on the north side of Pittsburgh. The man is also accused of distributing instructions on building explosive devices to an undercover agent. The man was born in Syria and admitted to the U.S. as a refugee back in 2016. President Trump is honoring economist Art Laffer with the Medal of Freedom. At the White House on Wednesday, President Trump says that Laffer proved the best way to grow an economy is to provide incentives that unleash the power of humans.
He developed a brilliant theory, shaped unprecedented economic reforms, and helped turn a severe recession into a remarkable boom.
Interstate 80 in northeastern Nevada is back open after a train carrying grenades and bomb derailed earlier today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The UN has released the results of an independent investigation into the murder of a Saudi Arabian journalist in the Saudi embassy building. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The United Nations investigation concludes that Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was the victim of a deliberate, premeditated execution. UN rights investigator Agnes Callamard led the international inquiry into the murder last October at the Saudi consulate in Turkey, and her report finds the evidence points to a brutal crime planned and perpetrated by Saudi officials. The CIA believes the killing was ordered by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, but the report makes no conclusions on guilt, instead recommending further investigation into criminal responsibility.
A fugitive with a fondness for Facebook is in a Connecticut jail. Last month, Jose Sims told police he would turn himself in if his wanted poster got at least 15,000 likes on Facebook, while the post garnered 29,000 likes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
DuckDuckGo is a small but fierce rival of Google. It bills itself as a search engine that doesn't store or share user data. I had a chance to sit down and chat with the CEO of DuckDuckGo, Gabriel Weinberg, and one of the things we talked about was the thought process behind coming up with a search engine like DuckDuckGo.
The internet has just become a pretty creepy place, and most people have really seen that in the last 2 years with all the different privacy invasions and manipulation, even for our elections. And so DuckDuckGo is really an alternative to all that. It gives you the ability to seamlessly reduce your digital footprint online. We kind of like to say the internet shouldn't feel so creepy, and it should be as simple to get the privacy you deserve by just closing the blinds. And that's basically what DuckDuckGo does. You can use our search engine. It works kind of like Google, except it doesn't track you. And then we have a browser and some browser extensions that block trackers as you browse the web.
And as far as if government regulation is the answer, though, to these search engines, Weinberg tells me,
I really think that the public deserves strong privacy laws. And in particular, we're advocating for a law kind of like the Do Not Call list, called like the Do Not Track Act, where any consumer could easily add themselves in their browser and say they don't want to be tracked. And then thereafter, all sites need to adhere to that not tracking. So you're not dealing with all these different pop-ups and whatnot. You're just not getting tracked online.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.